Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
The guarantee of the believer's resurrection. Instead, they had some points of dispute with him about their own religion and about a dead man named Jesus who Paul claimed to be alive. Acts 25:19. Believing in Christ's resurrection cost Paul a lot. He was imprisoned, flogged, exposed to death, stoned, and shipwrecked. He was in danger from rivers, bandits, Jews, Gentiles, and false Christians. He went without sleep, food, drink, warmth, and clothing. Besides all that, he was stressed out, with concern for his flock like any good pastor. Now he was in chains, defending himself before King Agrippa. R.L. Dabney explains the importance of and evidence for this cardinal doctrine of Christianity. Walk with R.L. Dabney, pastor and theologian in the 1800s. Christ's resurrection is everywhere spoken of in Scripture as a hinge point of the believer's salvation and hope. The apostles everywhere put it forth as the main point of their testimony. It may be proved by the following. First, from Old Testament predictions such as Psalm 16:10. This event is one of the criteria predicted for the Messiah. Once you have proved that Jesus is the expected Messiah, you may claim that a resurrection is to be expected for him. Second, Christ expressly predicted his own resurrection. If he is not a monstrous impostor, which his lovely character disproves, we must expect to find it true. Third, we have the testimony of many witnesses who saw him after his rising, the 11, the 500, and last of all, Paul. These were competent, honest, and credible witnesses. They had everything to lose and nothing to gain by bearing false testimony on this. Fourth, miracles were wrought in its confirmation. The outpouring of the Spirit at Pentecost and all the following outpourings are proof of it, for they are fruits of his ascension. The resurrection of Christ is the guarantee and proof of ours. Today's New Testament reading is Acts chapter 25.
Acts 25. 3 days after arriving in the province, Festus went up from Caesarea to Jerusalem, where the chief priests and the Jewish leaders appeared before him and presented the charges against Paul. They requested Festus, as a favor to them, to have Paul transferred to Jerusalem, for they were preparing an ambush to kill him along the way. Festus answered, "Paul is being held at Caesarea, and I myself am going there soon. Let some of your leaders come with me, and if the man has done anything wrong, they can press charges against him there." After spending 8 or 10 days with them, Festus went down to Caesarea. The next day he convened the court and ordered that Paul be brought before him. When Paul came in, the Jews who had come down from Jerusalem stood around him. They brought many serious charges against him, but they could not prove them. Then Paul made his defense. "I have done nothing wrong against the Jewish law, or against the temple, or against Caesar." Festus, wishing to do the Jews a favor, said to Paul, "Are you willing to go up to Jerusalem and stand trial before me there on these charges?" Paul answered, "I am now standing before Caesar's court, where I ought to be tried. I've not done any wrong to the Jews, as you yourself know very well. If, however, I am guilty of doing anything deserving death, I do not refuse to die. But if the charges brought against me by these Jews are not true, no one has the right to hand me over to them. I appeal to Caesar." After Festus had conferred with his council, he declared, "You have appealed to Caesar. To Caesar you will go." A few days later, King Agrippa and Bernice arrived at Caesarea to pay their respects to Festus. Since they were spending many days there, Festus discussed Paul's case with the king. He said, "There's a man here whom Felix left as a prisoner. When I went to Jerusalem, the chief priests and the elders of the Jews brought charges against him and asked that he be condemned. I told them that it is not the Roman custom to hand over anyone before they have faced their accusers and have had an opportunity to defend themselves against the charges. When they came here with me, I did not delay the case, but convened the court the next day and ordered the man to be brought in. When his accusers got up to speak, they did not charge him with any of the crimes I had expected. Instead, they had some points of dispute with him about their own religion and about a dead man named Jesus who Paul claimed was alive. I was at a loss on how to investigate such matters, so I asked if he would be willing to go to Jerusalem and stand trial there on these charges. But when Paul made his appeal to be held over for the emperor's decision, I ordered him held until I could send him to Caesar. Then Agrippa said to Festus, "I would like to hear this man myself." He replied, "Tomorrow you will hear him." The next day Agrippa and Bernice came with great pomp and entered the audience room with the high-ranking military officers and the prominent men of the city. At the command of Festus, Paul was brought in. Festus said, "King Agrippa, and all who are present with us, you see this man. The whole Jewish community has petitioned me about him in Jerusalem and here in Caesarea, shouting that he ought not to live any longer. I found he'd done nothing deserving of death, but because he made his appeal to the emperor, I decided to send him to Rome. But I have nothing definite to write to his majesty about him. Therefore, I have brought him before all of you, and especially before you, King Agrippa, so that as a result of this investigation, I may have something to write. For I think it is unreasonable to send a prisoner on to Rome without specifying the charges against him."
Yes, believing in Christ's resurrection cost Paul a lot. But not believing in Christ's resurrection will cost so much more. Be like Paul today. Talk to someone about that momentous event.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.